So Marine Le Pen is the author of those of that excerpt from a column that appeared in the New York Times of June 28, 2016, from my perspective, highly insulting assault on our ears. And I quoted her just to show how they try to redefine what freedom is. And as I said last week, grab that tiger by the tail, and you get a quick, immediate illustration of freedom. I mean, you grab any authentic living thing that ain't been conquered, domesticated, and a few of them who are, and they'll remind you that freedom is the absence of coercion. We don't like things impeding our movement, and yet we have adjusted to it. That's it's like we're frozen, but we're in our thought process, but we're getting it flowing again. To opt out of the European Union is to signal an intention to opt out of the global competition. See, these are really interesting interrelated notions of how, that's why I posted that excerpt, because it was addressing it head on, and I don't know that I have as clearly since, how these different forces interplay, because I've been reading the paper mainly to sort of you know, see their what strategy they are using at the moment along these lines. It's become complicated, or maybe it hasn't, because it started out this way, as we've discussed in previous shows. The concept of the nation started out as a matter of contention, a struggle between what we wanted, which was our communal nature, and what power wanted, which was to command our allegiance to it. And so they employed Hegel to do a big mind mess on us. A big mind twist on us, and that again is the role of the pundits, to come in there, seize our thoughts and twist them. So we'll talk more about it next week. Before, we got a lot to cover, and I did not get to Proudhon last week. So they are signaling an intention with the exit from the European Union, Britain's, to, at the very least, reconsider this matter of the global competition, an ideology of division that is no longer effective, if it ever was, with we commoners. So other divisions must be fed, and the outsider, and I have to just mention this as well, the other reason why these are difficult issues to know exactly what's working, what isn't, what factors are playing out and what aren't, is that they control the media. And again, this is why we're talking about this today, and talk about it in some way almost every show. We have to know what each other is thinking, which is why I'm so grateful to Mark Zuckerberg for staying clear on the fact that it is our intercommunications that we need to develop right now. We somehow have to regain our independence of thought that we were born with. So as the ideology of global competition loses its force, because we all see through it, they start trying, and how successful, as I said, we don't know, trying to re-energize, you know, these older ones. The outsider is the original one of class, you know? So whether demonizing immigrants is actually working or not, because they also are the funds behind, I am certain, a lot of the so-called fascist resurgence across Europe. So we don't know. to what extent. And that's why Nui Dabu happened. They wanted us to, and why I added my little addendum to our discussion of protest that we're coming to in a second, which is that Nui Dabu is saying, we are here. And why we do need that sort of massing at this moment, if only so that our brothers and sisters on the other side of the ocean can know, no, don't listen, don't believe everything you read. We aren't all fascists in Europe, please. You know, we try to do the same thing back at them. We got to find a better way to stay in daily communication and daily acceleration of our movement to freedom. We need our own conversations, because there is absolutely no need for us to settle. And there is opportunity of the brightest kind that faces us. But we must step up, define our purple banana, which is what we truly want in conversations with each other globally, and then punch that highest floor to our freedom. This is a moment in which we finally get that listening to our bodies is fulfilling our obligation to the health and wholeness of the earth and all future generations, that these two projects are absolutely coterminous. Most deaf, we are done with protest. Joy must live again as an honored expectation when we arrive on the planet.